And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. And I'm a pastor, and here I am. But I'm a very special pastor. Not your usual pastor. I help people on the internet. Yes, I help people on the internet and on the radio. And that's what I specialize in. A lot of pastors, they have a church, and they help some people in church. But I help people on the internet, around the world, okay? Now, let's talk about relationships today. Let's talk about relationships, because I think I can convince you of some things that will help you, disabuse you of some things that you may be mistaken about when it comes to relationships. And maybe I can help heal your relationship and make everything better. Okay? And I can also prove that God exists. Yes, I can actually use the topic of relationships to prove that God exists. So fasten your seatbelts. You're not likely to hear anything like this anywhere else. This kind of information that can actually, well, help you to change, turn your life around. Okay? Let's get started. What is the problem that we have in life? What is our big problem? Is it the neighbor's barking dog, or is it the fact that we have to get some new tires, or is it the fact that we have some extra bills at the end of the month, things like that? No, those are not the big, what causes our big problems? What is it that causes us our big problems? You know what it is? It's people, okay? Well, actually, it's not the people. Well, yes, it is people. People are causing it, and also your reaction to people. It's a combination of the two, okay? It's the things that people do to each other. First of all, let's look at the things that people do to each other. They lie to each other. They're dishonest. They're phony. They're mean. They're impatient. They're cruel. They tease. See, they secretly judge you. See? And also people are unreasonable and naughty and foolish. And they make mistakes and they're imperfect. Okay? And so what happens is we start to resent people. See, that's what really causes us our big, big problem. It's our resentment. See, people are always going to be imperfect. Okay, let's look at it this way. There are some mean people, really, really bad people in the world. There are. Okay? But most of the people around you are halfway decent. Okay? Your mom, your dad. Okay, so maybe he wasn't so good, but he was halfway decent, undoubtedly. Maybe he was no good. Okay? Some of you, your dad was no good. But for most of you, your dad was halfway decent. Your mom, okay, your mom, she wasn't perfect, she had issues, but she was halfway decent, okay? And how about your partner? How about your husband, your wife? Obviously, if you're married to just some really awful, awful, abusive person, then this doesn't apply, but for the most, I'm talking to the average person, okay? The average person, you know, like 98% of people, your partner is halfway decent, not perfect, halfway decent. Okay? And your kids, okay, your kids. Your kids are cool, but they're not perfect. Okay? But they're kind of okay, right? All right. Now, how about your grandma and your grandpa and your aunts and your uncles? And how about your next door neighbor? Okay? Probably halfway decent. I'm not saying that there aren't some wicked people in the world. There are wicked people. There are really, really, really disturbed people, but I'm just saying most people are halfway decent. So now my question is, if most people are halfway decent, why is it that you resent people so? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that after the break. My name is Pastor Roland.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland, and yes, I have a lot of resources for you. I've written books on relationships, really, really good books like The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I've got a lot of video. I've got a lot of little YouTube videos. They're like 2 or 3 minutes long. They're very concise. They get right down to the nitty-gritty. And I've got a lot of articles and blog posts and everything all to help you, and I've got this radio program. Now let's look at it this way. People is what your problem is. See, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. You hate them, you love them, you hate them. You get mad at them, you leave them, you come back to them. You find somebody new and they're just like the one that you left. See? And people irritate you. Why can't you say, why can't she do this? Why can't she do that? Couldn't she just once say this? Couldn't she just once thank me? Couldn't she just once be grateful? You know, stuff like that, right? Why are they always picking on me? And why doesn't anybody ever give me a break? And why doesn't anybody like me? And why are they always dumping work on me? And why are they always being nicer to her than to me? Okay? And why are those people favored and I'm not? Okay? And why are they making more money than me and I'm doing more work than they are? And see what I mean? That's what gets into your, what gets in your head. You know, when you watch sports, they talk about one player on one team or getting in the head of the other one. Well, that's what they're talking about. But your problem is that everybody gets in your head. Your wife gets in your head. See, your husband, if you resent him, your mom, your nagging mom, your mother-in-law, your boss, the coworker that always arrives late, you do all the work, you see what I mean? They get in your head. And before you know it, you're thinking about them all the time and you're talking to them in your mind. In real life, you don't say anything. Or if you do say anything, you explode in anger and make a mess out of everything. See? Or in real life, you're so guilty for hating them that then you're real nice to them and you're too nice to them. And then they take advantage because of your guilt. You never stand up to them. You always let them walk all over you because of guilt. See? So what is this guilt all about? And why is that you're in your mind, you're thinking, well, if she says this to me, then I'll say that to her, and then I'll say this to him, and then I'll... See? What's that all about? The problem is that you have failed in reality. Okay? You have failed. See, I was listening the other night to a fellow on the radio, a pastor, I believe. He a nice religious program, and he was talking about temptation. And he was saying that God doesn't tempt us. God cannot be tempted, and God doesn't tempt us. But temptations will come our way. But he said another word for temptation is a test. See? So if other people are naughty, that's your test to see if you can not hate them or not resent them or not secretly judge them. If your kids make a little mistake or something, it's a test to see whether you can be patient with them and not resent them. Okay? Now let's talk about what patience is. See, a lot of people say, well, I'm a nice person. I got an email the other day from a lady. She came in on the prayer request. Oh, yes, I do take prayer requests, incidentally. And I answer questions. Would you like to send a prayer request or ask me a question? Just send me an email at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. talktoapastor@yahoo.com. So she sent me an email and she said, I'm a nice person, she says. I'm a nice person. I'm always doing for other people. and I want to help them, but I help homeless people, but then they eat all my stuff and they're mean. Okay, they eat all my stuff and they're mean. Okay? Well, I can see what's going on, can't you? She resents them. That's right, she resents them. She does for them and then she resents them. And then she feels guilty for resenting them, so then she does more for them. See, but she becomes a person that does too much for other people and spoils them, and they take advantage and they resent her. And you know why? Even though she's doing something, do you know why they resent her? They resent her because they can sense that underneath all of her false goodness and niceness and giving is an undercurrent of judgment and resentment. See, she does for them and then she says, see, I knew they would be ungrateful. I knew they wouldn't say thank you. And how many of you do that with your kids? See, that's why your kids are rebelling against you. That's why they're unhappy. See, you wonder why. It's because you do and do and do for them, but underneath you're resentful. See, all right, so have I hit the nail on the head? So now do you really see what your problem is? There's always going to be imperfect people around. Your job is to not resent them, not judge them. See? All right. So you need some help with that. You need some help. I mean, the attitude adjustment part, I can't help you with that. You have to do that. But then after an attitude adjustment, I can help you a little bit with letting go of the resentment. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 25 years. I help people with life and relationship issues. And of course, one of the big things that people always come to me about is relationships. Now, if you look very carefully, now let's look at the inside of your head. Okay? You go around out in the world and you do your job and work and go to school and everything. But while you're doing that, what's going on in your head? Well, what do you think? You're resenting your boyfriend, you're resenting your girlfriend, you're resenting your mom, you're resenting your dad. See, you resent this and resent that. And you judge this and judge that. See, judge this person and judge that person. Okay? So you're just full of resentment, secret hostility, judgment. Okay? You're engaged in a full-time job of judging other people. But the question is, how about you? Are you judging them? See, they judge, you are a temptation to them. You know why? Because they can sense you're judging them. They can sense it. And so they judge you for judging them. Okay? Then you see them judging you, and so you judge them for judging you. Well, this is insanity. This is no way to live. So what you're going to have to do is to let go of judgment and resentment. Okay? You're going to have to let go of judgment and resentment. Now, I have some resources that will help you with that. First of all, let's talk about what resources I have. Let's start with my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay, that's my most popular book. In that book, I explain, see, how the human race came to be as it is in its fallen state. See, it's a lot, evolution is a lot. Well, there is a sort of revolution, there is a sort of one, but as far as people go, the human race had an origin, okay? And it actually was like Adam and Eve, the first humans. And Adam messed up in the Garden of Eden. See, he wanted to be a big, see, he was ambitious. Then Eve tempted, the serpent spoke to Adam through Eve, and he was tempted by Eve to be ambitious. See, to ignore what he knew in his heart, to forget about what God had told him, and to be ambitious. Okay? To have knowledge. See, so he could be a big man and have power and impress everybody and all that kind of stuff. So we're still falling for the same old line today. We're falling for education. Education is going to make you happy and everything like that. And the ones that feed you that line, they get big salaries, big teacher salaries and big teacher pensions and big administrator salaries and big professor salaries and big expert salaries. See, and meanwhile, there you are. See, chasing after the dangling carrot of education because you're a wannabe. Somebody once said that the world is full of wannabes, has-been, and never-wases. So which one are you? Are you a wannabe? Are you a has-been or a never-was? Okay. Well, why don't you be a truly successful person? Why not be a Steven Jobs or an Albert Einstein or a Madame Curie? Or Susan B. Anthony, or Steve Wozniak, or a Hewlett, or a Packard, okay? A Paul, a Moses, a David, a John, a Ruth. Why not be truly successful instead of a resentful person? See, your resentment is what's getting in your way. It's ruining your relationships, okay? And it's ruining your life. Even if you were to ever become a success, even if you were, let's say, get a whole bunch of money and get degrees and everybody's telling you that you're wonderful and you have a lot of money, you know what? You still wouldn't be happy. You know why? Because you're resentful. See, you're resentful, hateful, judgmental. Okay? So my book is very helpful because when you see how all men and all women are kind of the same, all men are failures. Now, how about you ladies? Every time you see a man, can't you watch, and then you see him fail? See? You see him fail just like your father failed you, just like all men have failed you. And then you howl in indignation and judgment. Oh, I knew he was going to fail. I knew it. I just knew it. And you're almost happy. You're almost delighted to relish, see, your superiority to his failing. See? Well, that's a nasty little game. But if you could see that all men are kind of failures and all women are kind of crafty and all women are like temptations and that men are supposed to not go for the woman's temptation but be more fatherly and let the temptation pass, if you could see all of that, then you could stop resenting other people, especially your husband and your dad and people around you. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. name is Pastor Roland. I'm talking about relationships, and I'm talking about how other people fail, and I'm talking about my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's a good read. Okay? It'll help you, if you have an open mind, to become a better wife, a better husband, a better parent. See, first of all by seeing, okay, just seeing that we're all kind of in the same boat. Didn't you wonder why your mom wasn't happy, secretly resented your dad, your dad didn't seem to be totally happy either, or maybe he was happy, but he was kind of dumb, and see, everybody kind of walked all over him, and he somehow lacked the, what did he lack? He lacked that conviction, that quality, that folly quality that we could make everyone feel secure. And maybe you had a good dad. If you did, you're very lucky. You're lucky if you had a good dad. Just don't resent him, okay? And so your mom resented him because he didn't have, see, what happened is when Adam fell away from God, when he fell away from the Creator through disobedience and through doubt, he lost a connection, see? So he lost the love, the patience, the fatherly love, the fatherly corrective love, that good, strong love that could be there, see, that makes us all feel secure, okay? It's not an emotional sticky thing. It more like sets us free, okay? So freeing frees you. So he fell away from that because he's a connection with God, and then he fell, and then what did he do? Then he leaned on and grasped and clung to and found security in what he fell to. And what did Adam fall to? He fell to the woman. So to this very day, you see men gravitating toward their women-centered, women-oriented, women-worshippers, okay? Women-users, too. Yes, men use women. What do men use women? To support their ego. To their pride, that nature of pride that came into Adam. See, when Adam fell away from God, he lost his sweet humility and innocence, and he took on a nature of pride, which was from the serpent, actually. He took on that nature of pride that needs endless support. So that pride in you, see, we all have some of that in us. And the more hateful we are, the more ambitious we are, but actually the more resentful we are, And the more we don't want to admit we're wrong, see, God has not abandoned you. See, that's another proof that God exists, because people exist and you resent them, right? You resent your boyfriend, you resent your mom, you resent your dad, see? You resent them, and you also resent God. It proves he's a person. You don't resent some impersonal force. You resent him because you know deep down in your heart, you know he's a person. So you resent him. See, why doesn't God listen to me? Why doesn't he hear my prayers? Why doesn't he answer me? Why doesn't he make my boyfriend come back? You know, stuff like that, right? Okay, so that's proof that God exists and that he's a person. But now you see how Adam then clung to the woman, to the very thing that had tripped him up, and upon which the occasion of his fall, see, that was the trauma. So then he kept going back to the trauma, over and over, back to the woman, over and over. See? And then he used her to support his ego. Instead of loving her, instead of correcting her, instead of being fatherly, he used her. And then when he used her, see, then she resented him for that, okay? But she got power. See, the more he resented her, the more he fell away from God. If he could have just stood still, realized that he was messing up and he was using his wife and he didn't have love, and cried out to God for answers. See, well, for Adam, there was no salvation for Adam, but there is now for us now that Christ has come. So what men have to do is simply see that what I'm saying is true, see that you're using your wife to support your ego, and then you have to find a connection with God, with the source of fatherly love. See, so you can have love, so you can have patience, so you can have what your wife really, really needs, okay, and your kids need. That's what you need to do, okay? So there you have it in a nutshell. And ladies, you must stop resenting your husband. If he's halfway decent, then appreciate what's good about him and don't resent him for being failure like all men, okay? So stop resenting your husband. Stop judging him. Because when you judge it, you puff up in pride and it makes you, see, it's not good for you. Okay? All right. So if you have a good husband, then appreciate, be grateful in him, and appreciate the good in him. And if your husband is not so good, if you don't resent him, you can still find God within. See, you can find God by not resenting your husband, by not resenting other people. See how simple? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Yes, you can listen to this program again by going to talktoapastor.org. Those of you who are listening in Florida, Wilkins Network, you can listen to the full 30-minute program. There'll be more information. Send me an email at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you, your comments, your questions, your prayer requests. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.